back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
That was a good conversation, first segment of the show. Kind of feel like we got a no-hitter going as far as a talk radio show is concerned. Matt Brown, friend of this show, he writes a newsletter called Extra Points. It's about business, the policy of off-the-field stories, college sports. He's been knee-deep in some expansion stuff in the last 24 hours or so, and he's joining us now. Where are you in the country right now, Matt Brown?
No, this is perfect timing. I just parked my car and walked in the door about 5 minutes ago. I made the drive out to DeKalb, Illinois earlier today for the Northern Illinois press conference announcing the joining the Horizon League. It's about an hour and a half from my house in Chicago, so got lots of highway time today.
The Northern Illinois in the Horizon, and for people who don't know, Northern Illinois is going to play football in the Mountain West. They're looking for a home for their other sports. The MAC says you can't just play other sports. You need to play football if you're going to be in this conference. How complicated did it get for Northern Illinois to try to find a home, and what were they thinking?
Yeah, well, I think the second question is really interesting, because I remember when I first started to hear the reports and rumors that NIU was looking at playing football in the Mountain West, my first thought was like, what the hell are you doing that for? You know, there's no mountains in Illinois. The tallest Illinois mountain here is Mount Trashmore, and it's a landfill, and you can go sledding down it. There's nothing in common here with Nevada or Wyoming. But the more that I reported on it, and the more that I talked to people, you know, at NIU and around campus, the more sense I actually think it makes, because making this transition allows NIU to play football games on Fridays and Saturdays instead of Wednesdays, which they currently do late in the season under the current MAC TV deal, which means you're going to play in front of like 3,000 people. You're not going to sell any tickets or parking spots or any of those things. And then you're going to make a little bit more money via your football media rights contract with the Mountain West than you were in the MAC. And then if you park all of your other sports somewhere else, if you're in a position like Northern Illinois is, you can go to the Horizon, which is roughly as good a basketball league as the MAC. I know the national perception might not be the same, but the MAC isn't the same league that it was in 2006 for basketball. If you look at the net rating, they're pretty close. And they're going to save over $500,000 a year in just travel, which you can then either reinvest in their terrible men's basketball program. You can pocket the money in savings and use that for revenue sharing somewhere else. I think the idea of decoupling your football conference membership and everything else is the sort of thing that people like you and I, you know, pitch all the time, and it does make a lot of financial sense, and it's really hard to pull off in real life. That's the bet that NIU is making, and I the more I think about it, the more it makes a lot of sense to me.
Matt, the football future of the Mountain West is a little up in the air. The Pac-12 could go shopping again. Already took five schools, but any concern from Northern Illinois about, you know, if UNLV leaves or Nevada leaves, was that talked about at all?
It didn't come up in the presser. That is a question that I asked away from television cameras to personnel there. And I think anybody that tells you that they're not concerned about this on some level with any realignment move, unless you're joining the Big Ten or the SEC, they're probably lying. You know, these are when you look at these kind of decisions now, it's less about buying a forever home and more about, you know, entering into some kind of long-term lease, because very few leagues anywhere are stable for more than 10 years. If for some reason this configuration of the Mountain West falls apart, teams join the Pac-12 or join Conference USA or join some other configuration, Northern Illinois will have other options, some that they probably like better than others. But I don't think that they're going to be completely left out to dry. When they were looking for another Olympic sports home, for example, they joined the Horizon, but I know they took meetings with at least three other leagues. It might be a different calculus if you're in the West, where you don't have as many conferences with overlapping geographies as you do in a far-out exurb of Chicago.
Early in the season, in September, Northern Illinois goes to South Bend and beats Notre Dame 16-14 in football. I wonder about that win, and you know, is it possible that that win is the win that punches their way into the Mountain West and causes all this Horizon League stuff? I mean, just the exposure from that one victory?
I think it only because Northern Illinois had, I think, a really pretty strong football brand in history over the last 12 years, right? This was the, this team made an Orange Bowl. This team had a running back like in the top five in the Heisman. They beat multiple Power Five teams. And this year, I think it's kind of funny, the year they beat Notre Dame. You know, the very next week, I think they lost to Buffalo, right? Like, this wasn't a bad Northern Illinois team, but it was a step away from where it had been 10 years ago when they were, you know, creating a Power Five coach every other year. I think that helped more. It would be different than, you know, the Kent State season when they suddenly go 11-1 and make a gigantic bowl game. I don't want to say that they're like the Midwestern Boise State, because that's not really fair. But the idea of NIU being good at football and beating Power Five teams is not new in the Midwest.
Northern Illinois, 14 sports, will join the Horizon League. Does this solve all their problems, or do they still have some decisions with some straggling sports?
They do have a couple of tricky decisions. So there's two sports that NIU sponsors right now that are not sponsored by the Horizon League, and that's wrestling and women's gymnastics. They are petitioning to try and keep those in the MAC. It's occasionally teams that leave still end up keeping some affiliate sports in their previous league. I want to say Hawaii is doing this for one or two sports in the Big West as they depart for the Mountain West Conference. This happens sometimes out east. What leadership told me today at NIU was the reason the MAC hasn't officially approved those two affiliate memberships is just because of schedules rather than hurt feelings. But if that doesn't work out, there are other league affiliations that they could find. It has surprised me, you know, having covered this now for a while, and maybe this has been your experience too, it surprised me about how difficult it can be to secure an affiliate membership for a wrestling or a men's soccer or something. That's not a decision that tends to get made in one Zoom meeting.
Yeah, Oregon State baseball, I think, you know, competing as an independent right now is a hell of a story. But they're only playing 20 home games. I don't think you can live like that forever. Matt Brown with us, Extra Points, is where you can read him. There's always kind of a domino effect. How will this impact the MAC? Will the Horizon have open arms for the Northern Illinois programs? What's the domino effect?
Yeah, no, it's interesting because this was something I was really curious about and have asked a couple of other Horizon ADs. How are you excited to be bringing NIU in? Because this is a bigger brand, but part of the whole reason you join a league like the Horizon is because you don't want to mess around with schools that have FBS football. You don't want someone to come in that's going to drown your budget if you're IU Indianapolis or Green Bay or something. And I think it may have taken a little bit of back and forth to get everybody on board. Now there's a comfort level with it, but it's also a weird dynamic because, I think I could say it in this market without me getting in trouble, NIU sucks at basketball right now. They are terrible. Sub 300 KenPom program, haven't snipped the tournament in a while. And they are going to have to take some of those the savings from bus trips and invest it into men's basketball if they want to be competitive, or else they're going to be, you know, down there with Green Bay. And I think that might have helped a little bit if NIU was coming in like the 80s in KenPom and looked like they were just going to smash everybody. You might have a little bit more reticence. But this is a conversation, and I don't think it's going to be limited to just the Midwest with the MAC and the Horizon. It's a conversation I expect to happen in the Southeast, in the Northeast, and potentially out West too, with schools having to make complicated budget decisions in the post-house, post-revenue sharing era, where they might be willing to make conference affiliation decisions that they wouldn't have made 20 years ago. Which is a way of saying, could there be other MAC schools that eventually decide to make a similar decision and park the rest of their sports in the Horizon? Or a team in the Sun Belt potentially affiliating with the Southland Conference or something? 10 years ago, I would have said that's ridiculous. I don't think that's ridiculous now.
I'm wondering if the end game is football, when it splits away, goes its own direction, and whatever happens with this Super League or, you know, SEC Big Ten thing. But these regional conferences you're seeing? I mean, you basically saw Northern Illinois today say, we want to keep our sports travel budget, you know, we want to save some money, we want to keep it more regional. I wonder if you think that's the future of for everybody.
I you know, it's funny, right? Because I'm sure there's ADs that you talk to pretty regularly. This is something that I think Jeremiah, the AD of Boise State, says pretty often. Like, yeah, we think football is going to break away at some point, and we want to be in a position to make everything else work. I think that's entirely possible. I published a story earlier this week about a kind of proposal that's been floating around men's college circles from soccer about potentially the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, in many ways taking ownership of that sport. And they were kind of socializing an idea of forget ACC and Big Ten and you know, wherever Oregon State and San Diego State are playing right now for men's soccer. We're gonna geographically break this up so Indiana doesn't have to play regular season games in Los Angeles. And we'll have soccer-specific conferences. In a world where the NCAA isn't governing all of these sports, and it's USA track, USA volleyball, USA basketball, sure, that's a possibility here, too. Anybody that tells you they know exactly what the next 5 years is going to look like is probably selling something. I sure as hell don't.
Matt, I read you at Extra Points, so I know like 2-3 weeks ago you wrote about the Big West looking hard at Utah Valley and Cal Baptist as members. It looks like they'll vote tomorrow on whether or not to extend an invitation to Cal Baptist and Utah Valley for 2026. Are those slam dunks? I mean, they're replacing Hawaii and UC Davis, who are going to the Mountain West. Is it a slam dunk vote, or is this up in the air?
You know, it's funny, and I'll have to go check my messages after I've been in meetings here. The way that was explained to me last night and this morning was that there's a lot of confidence that Utah Valley is going to be pretty close to a slam dunk. And you can never say never because, you know, the vote hasn't happened yet. And, you know, University of California system presidents are a different breed. Hmm. There's a lot of optimism about UVU. Cal Baptist is I think, maybe a little bit more white knuckly if you're a Lancer supporter really hoping for this. And the concerns, as it was relayed to me, aren't about athletics. The program is very well funded. It's got strong facilities. They're very competitive in many sports, particularly women's basketball. The concern is more you're a religious private institution, and everyone else in this league is public, and the prevailing policies and beliefs about LGBTQ students and personnel are different than that perhaps of the faculty at Cal State Northridge or Long Beach. Whether that gap can be bridged, we'll find out, but I don't expect that vote to be unanimous.
Matt Brown, Extra Points, fascinating stuff. Stay on it, man, and look forward to reading what you write about Northern Illinois and their decision to go to the Horizon. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Interesting times, and I wanted that flavor. I mean, these are smaller conferences. These are minor moves, but I think in a lot of ways, the Power Four, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Power Two, really leading the way in football. But some of these other conferences are already doing things that I expect the Power Four to follow and mimic later. Once football's out of the ecosystem, and I think it will be eventually, could be 2030, 2031, 2032, that next round of media rights, whatever the Big Ten and the SEC decide to do, football could split away. I do think you'll see a return to these regionalized conferences, and I think it'll be really interesting to see, like, who's playing Pac-12 women's basketball? Who's playing, you know, Pac-12 baseball? You know, does it become Arizona State, Arizona, UCLA, Oregon State, Oregon playing Pac-12 baseball again? I don't think it's out of the question. I think, David Shaw said it, and he said it on the show. He said geography is a powerful force. He thinks geography will ultimately win. It may not win with football, but I think it will win with these non-revenue generating sports, the Olympic sports. Good stuff from Matt Brown. Our big splash coming up.